Hey everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Sum of Us. And we're all here today, yeah? My name
yes.
is Elisa.
Don't be throwing no shade.
No, it's no shade. It's no shade.
What
we're
do you
all
mean we're
here.
All here?
We're all here.
Oh, that
meaning
we're just, oh,
we
okay.
actually have a show.
Oh,
we're all here.
We have a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, all right, because, you know, okay.
Simmer down, simmer down. Oh, deep breath.
Let me tell you something. We had an earthquake. We had an eclipse. Things are happening.
And this is my co-host, Liz, who's here.
Hey!
Just like me.
Oh, what's my name? I'm here. And my name is Liz. Well, it's the way you – we're all here because – I'll tell you why. Because two shows ago – two shows ago, my sleep is all jacked up. And I turned up the alarm, and then I showed up a half hour, and I've never done that in 13 years. So I'm a little,
fine.
You know.
It's fine.
I know it's fine.
It's
I know
fine.
It's fine. But it's how you put it, bitch.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Yes,
it's how you heard it, girl.
But it's how you said it, friend. How you put it, all right?
It's how you heard it. That's how you received it.
Oh my God! And I know, and I know that we're riffing off of. We're just turning something inside out. Elisa's so funny. She will send me. None of it ever makes sense, but it always amuses me. She will just DM me on Instagram, just random stuff that she finds funny. So it's sweet that she shares it with me. And it's usually, I would say 99.999, it's usually always very, very funny. And she sent a couple of clips of these, it was so great, of these women, I think primarily BIPOC women, just sort of spoofing of when there's a round table or there's a talk back or there's, you know, a supportive conversation or what have you, and just riffing on that and making fun of it, which I found so amusing, so true, with the nodding of the head or the snapping of the fingers. And it's funny because I get that with my students all the time. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snap. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Go ahead, Liz. Mm-hmm. She right. So not just. So I think we were just doing our own little back and forth. So crazy that we did not have a show. Thank you, Mercury Retrograde, last Thursday, because I really wanted us to have the opportunity just to always continue the conversation. The last two shows prior to the one we would have had, both were heavily focused on mediumship, which I'm always really happy to do because it's like going to the gym. It's more reps of that muscle, which is great to get the verification from those that are requesting that. So I thought, well, then Thursday show, we could talk about the eclipse. That didn't happen because Blog Talk got cute. Then New York and parts surrounding on Friday experienced a mild earthquake. It's my second for New York, but my third in my life because when I lived in L.A., I experienced one that was a little stronger than the one in New York, but it really was mild. If you really know what, I mean, people in Mexico are like, shut up. People
right.
are like, just be quiet. Just shut, don't. I know Saturday Night Live spoofed it. I saw a little clip that was very funny, but we felt it. And I was glad my sons were home. It was like mid morning on Friday. And I'm like, oh, we're having an earthquake. And my older son was like, WTF. He said, he spelled it out. And he said, I'm like, earthquake. I'm just go with it. Just go with it. It's going to go away soon. This is nothing. This is nothing. Just go with it. Just go with it. Just stay where you are. And it was fine. Most people felt that that was interesting. Just with all of the energy to have that in the middle of a retrograde on the precipice of a major eclipse. Were you guys able to see it in Georgia?
I mean, it was partial. It was like 80% or something like that.
Well, that's not
so
bad.
No, so I mean, I was actually soaking in the tub. When you
good
when you
that's
when you,
good because we talked because we talked about taking a bath.
Yeah, you and I talked
I don't
about
know.
It on offline.
Oh, we talked about it. Oh, that's right. We talked about.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about the bath in a second because I did one
yeah.
too. But go ahead.
I slept in, and then on Monday, and then I ended up. I didn't even think I started it until it was probably like 11:30, 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I used really hot water because I was, you know, I filled the tub and I love it super hot. I'm like, ooh, let me let that cool down for a moment. So it took mm-hmm. a little bit, and then I was playing music, I was soaking.
That's good.
I had the house to myself, so I did some toning.
Oh, we love that.
And then, you know, I said some things. I, you know, it was like addressing, you know, mm-hmm. people, my family, I was addressing ancestors. I was like, you know, let's do this. And then I took a while to have everything drain. I, you know, got all the petals, I, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
So
we're going to
clog
that
the
in
drain.
Keep going.
Yep. And then, let
I
all that go.
It.
Then I took another, like I took a shower. I cleaned up cause like, who knows
right.
what was it. And then, by the time I got out, I think it was like, 2 o'clock or something, crazy. I was like, it's getting
a little
dark.
No, that's good. That's all. No, this is how you did it. You did it. That's because that's perfect. It wasn't like, oh, the juju's not going to be activated because I'm not outside with the, you know, with the special glasses.
No.
You know what I mean? So what you did was great. So what she's seen about is, see, I never know what, because this show is really just how we talk.
Yeah.
it really is. So I forget, like, what do we say on the air? What did we say off the air? But this was an off the air conversation. But it was very spontaneous because it wasn't like, oh, I want to give Elisa this prescription, because sometimes I give a prescription, but it wasn't even that. Just in the middle of the conversation, I just got this intuitive hit that I followed for myself also. And I'm like, this is just coming through. And for the eclipse, take a bath, and this is what you need. Mm-hmm. And I did the same for myself. But because I had to work yesterday, I did my bath late Sunday night. I didn't have to teach in the afternoon. I taught in the morning, but I was able to go home, make a pit stop, and then go outside with my special glasses and be outside to really witness the eclipse here. But the ritual bath, and it just came in intuitively, so I shared it with her, and I did the same, and I suggested Epsom salt or sea salt, some sort of
mm-hmm.
salt.
Mm-hmm.
3 different colors of roses to put the petals in, eucalyptus, essential oil of your choice, if you feel like that, and I think that's it. And
that was
to
it.
Just, that was it, right? And just to soak in the tub. It's not like you have to say or do anything, but just to be in that environment, and And what I've read, just generally speaking, that if you have Epsom salt or any sort of salt in the tub for the detoxification to really be effective, that you're in there a long time, the minimum is like 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minimum for the salt to really do the job. So of course, you and I were in there way longer than that, I'm sure, as you just said. And what's very important is that when you're ready to get out, to not get out right away, that, you know, you clear out whatever debris so you don't clog your tub, or you sort that out if you have those pebbles or what have you, and that you allow the tub to drain while you're still in it.
Mm-hmm.
And as the water is draining, you are literally releasing and draining consciously the things that no longer serve you, the things that you have let go. So that was the kind of point of the ritual bath to do within the energy of the eclipse. So listen, I did it the night before. You did it in the soul of the eclipse, which I think is great. You know what I mean? And you take your time, which is essential. It would be really counterintuitive to rush.
Right.
You know, to just do any sort of rushing, I think that would sort of negate the energy. So that's great that you did that. Did you feel any sort of kind of way in the aftermath? Just out of curiosity, just in the aftermath of anything?
I mean, I felt good. I mean, I felt really hungry because I hadn't eaten breakfast. And it was like, it was later in the afternoon.
But 2 o'clock, right. That's time for brunch. That's time for dinner.
I need to make some food.
Snack.
I think it, for me, it was just good knowing the intention I had. Sort of like going to the Philippines and just knowing the intention I had to just go with the flow. And had such a good time there. And then this time with this particular soak, it was beautiful. Now, the process for me, I took my notes when you were talking about what was coming in. So I was able to go by the farmer's market, I think.
Oh, nice.
Friday. You're right, because I'm like, you know, I know where the farmer's market is and how to get there. Trader Joe's is kind of, you know, off the beaten path for me. So I went by the farmer's market.
Yes.
They had eucalyptus sprigs. I mean, but you know, like they don't sell them necessarily singly or whatever. So I bought a bunch of those.
But
and
that's
then
good
I also,
great energy. Good protection.
Eucalyptus
is good protection.
I used some sprigs. I used a bit. And then I ended up getting the same thing. They don't sell the roses separately. They had them in bunches. And they had one that was, they had a couple that were like half off because they were near the end of their cycle.
That's what we, I would have done the same thing, girl.
So I got that.
That's right.
They were like pink.
Smart.
They were pink roses, but they're different. Well, you know, because of where they were in their cycle. I'm like, okay. As I was spreading the petals, like they were lighter on the outside than darker on the, I was like, all right, this is awesome. This is good. They were so beautiful.
Beautiful.
They were so
beautiful.
Beautiful. Isn't it
nice to have flowers in your bath? Like, isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
But you like.
And I know you
that.
Said three. I used all of them. I'm like, you guys.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, you know what? She's a girl on a budget, and she's in the city. So the thing is, Trader Joe sells flowers, but because I'm in the city, but the like, if I could go to some, you know, rustic farmer's market and got roses half off, I would have done that. You know what I mean? Like, and Trader Joe's is by my job, so yeah.
Right.
But that's great. Good for you.
I had a tub full of petals. I just
it
really enjoyed it.
Did you take it?
This is,
yeah,
no,
take
I didn't
picture,
take any pictures.
Obviously not.
No,
I'm glad you
pictures.
Didn't, actually. No, I'm glad you didn't, because it's like people would have posted that shit on Instagram. It's like, you know what, enough. Enough. Do I have to go see, you know, your freaking, you know, when you go to the GYN to get your pop? Do I just need a picture of that? Come on. So that's good. You have to leave things private. That's good. I'm actually glad. I'm imagining, because I just know how how pretty it looks. So, like, for you, where you had an abundance,
yeah,
in your tub, I love that. Wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, it was. I was like, I should do this more often. This is really nice.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's,
I
flowers
for myself more often. I said to myself,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just enjoyed it. I thought about the intentions that I was having, and what was really important, and really asking for help and asking for help, you know, with these steps
nice.
Of what I know
support.
I want to, what I want
nice.
To do, and the importance of honoring the ancestors. So I did my family, I did my parents, and I did their parents.
Look at you.
And then every time I spoke to, you know, even myself, I spoke to myself, I would like gather a bunch of the water and the petals of both the eucalyptus and the roses, and I would just dunk my head, like I would just put it over my head and have that water wash over me.
Oh, I love it.
So
and that
I was
intuition. See, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is good. This is
yeah.
gorgeous.
So I was speaking, and every time I would just let the stuff in that water, all the water just wash over me. And so that's also why it took a while. I was soaking, but then I was also speaking
things. You were doing a whole ritual. No, this is great. It came in so clear for you specifically. I'm like, well, I'm going to do my little version of this because this sounds great. But it really came for you. Like, it came for you specifically. So you
yeah.
really, this is, you really honored that information that came through. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it,
I
and
love
it was,
that.
And, it, you know, of course, and you know, not just my immediate family, you know, also like Isabel is in there, you know, my sister-in-law.
Well, of course. Well, yeah, because hello, you've been estranged.
Yeah.
That's this ridiculous, that situation,
so,
but keep going.
Yeah. So I'm going to follow my intuition. I'm asking for some clarity. And part of, you know, this is good. Cause I know you're one that I always trust with your advice.
Thank you.
And I know, you know, you're like, you know, you don't owe him an explanation or anything like that. And I'm like,
nope.
Okay. And what came to me in the tub was also that in order to break the cycle, which is
To interrupt the pattern.
To interrupt the pattern, because looking at our own patterns, and possibly, you know, on both sides of the family, like. And, you know, I think my dad is wonderful, and there were times when he probably could have spoken up and said something. Not yelled.
Oh, there you go.
Could have said
yeah.
something.
Advocated. Mm-hmm.
And advocated, and I think he's so used to trying to keep the peace that he just stays quiet.
Right. That's a default setting. And that's a survival tactic.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So... because Anna and I were talking about that, and I'm like, okay, there are definitely, you know, even though like I get along usually pretty well with my dad, I get that he's also working off some of his own stuff too. So I'm like, okay, well, this is what I,
sure.
What I'm getting here is that I don't want to continue this habit of just not saying anything and thinking, well, maybe it'll get better. With the passage of time, what happens is I now have an older brother who's been estranged for going on, 10 years now.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And so shutting down and not saying anything isn't the way to continue. Because,
well, saying something and explaining are two different things.
Right. Right.
Okay. So let's
right.
be clear about that, which you are. Okay. But just
right.
for the people. But keep going.
Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, in the moments – at that time, I would have been too angry to have said
anything.
Oh, yeah. No,
you needed the space to come to the clarity. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also realized that when I've had to say something to my parents, for example, over the years, I've had to write letters because facing them was never quite the situation that allowed for that to happen. And I don't know if it'll change, but I think facing my brother would be.
Forget it.
Yeah. You know, if
no,
I,
not going to happen.
I can't even
not going to happen.
Get a word it
don't
edgewise.
Even, nope.
So,
nope.
So, mm-mm. You know, I've already put a lot of energy into, you know, how I wanted to say things to him.
Mm-hmm.
And being mindful of, you know, the triggers that we have, like just knowing at any moment, we can just, I can see it. Like I'm already, even my body's
well,
like, we can just puff up really big and everything is
yeah.
just to protect because and the theme of abandonment, you know, you and I, we know about that theme of abandonment.
Oh, huge.
And I know that for us, the abandonment is some of the ways this pattern works out is you cut ties before anyone else can cut ties. So you shut down first before they shut you out. Yeah, so that's
right.
sort of how
but
that.
I don't think you're doing that, but I don't think you're doing that with your brother.
No,
I think
no.
He's doing that with you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but mm-hmm. I understand it because it's like I
but
need to
sure.
protect myself.
Because you can relate to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. I understand.
So I'm just need to sit with that and I still like haven't sent the gift yet to Isabel. I think I'll probably include
I think that should be the first.
Yeah,
yes,
like
that should
that'll
definitely
be. There'll be a letter. You know, she has a card, a birthday card, mm-hmm. and she has a little gift, and she has, you know, some other stuff in there, and then I'll have a card for my brother, or a letter, or something. You know,
all
something.
I'm gonna suggest. Did you write it yet? Because you don't have to.
No, I haven't written anything yet. No.
Okay, so all I suggest is that two versions. You do a long version for yourself, and then I really suggest, because I'm kind of seeing it in a blank card, you distill whatever the long form is that's for you. I really suggest that it's only one paragraph.
Mm.
You are not explaining anything. This is a reflection. So this is where you got to work it out in the long form for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you do the card for him, we're not going to even address the bullshit and all of that because he's just a dog chasing his tail.
Mm-hmm.
This is who you are right now in this moment with that bullshit in the wake of your experience. This is you transcendent. This is, you know, if anything, make light of it. If anything, you don't need him for your ascension. You don't need, he's a great catalyst for your growth, but you are responsible for your ascension, for your continuous awakening. He's choosing, because the most infallible law of the universe is free will, he's choosing to be in a limbo state, neither here nor there, because he wants to control shit. Mm-hmm. And because he wants to control shit, I really emphatically suggest it's a paragraph. You don't explain anything. You make light of whatever. You're not denying anything. The right words will come to you. But I suggest it's the short form, but you work out for yourself.
Yeah.
And sure. Then after you do the short form, the letter, the long form, the next new moon, full moon, whatever, and you guys have a fire out in the back, you take that letter and you burn it, the long form, and you wait.
I like it.
You wait. You do it when you guys do it in the backyard, which I love.
I like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what you do. But I want you to do something that's not expected. Because just when these people think they know you, you're going to be like, watch me. Watch me. Okay? Didn't really see you. And if you do something that's long, he's not going to get it.
No.
He's just going to go into judgment. And the thing is, what I'm learning is that the more judgmental we are in our nature, it's to the degree that we judge ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's in so much pain, but he's in so much denial of that pain that it's coming out as discomfort and irritation to Bo. He's impatient because inside he is not giving himself that grace. I want you to just look at this from a completely different perspective, because what I strongly suggest with any sort of communication with anybody, we are very clear about what it is that we need to say, whatever, whatever, but we need to do it in a way that will be received. So we need to know how to read the room.
Mm.
What room are you going into with this communication with this person?
Mm.
A very controlling room, a very arrogant room, a very narcissistic room. Can do this in like six sentences. And six is a love number, hello. And it's all about the love. You're gonna be MC Hammer. He's not gonna be able to touch you. Get your little genie pants and go side by side. Can't touch it. Do 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 do. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Think about it. Think a little bit outside of the box. There's no heaviness. And I already feel the energy. I already feel the energy with the situation. There's a lightness that wasn't there before.
Mm.
Combination of your willingness. See, that's the difference between you and your brother. You have the willingness to grow, to ascend. He's in so much resistance. The fear of the discomfort leaves him in suffering. Hello.
Mm.
You know that the gateway is to embrace the discomfort, because that it accelerates it, and then you get to the wisdom and you get to the freedom. He has no idea the realms that you have experienced, that you will continue to experience as you move forward.
Mm.
During this incarnation. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're living in the liminal spaces, which is great because that's freedom. So if you can just look at this completely differently, completely in a way that you would never have thought of, six sentences, make light of it, you have moved on because you know what time it is. We're not trying to change anybody because we're too busy changing.
Right.
That's being a boss. So just sit with that and see if that works for you.
Yeah. 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 I definitely will have some time to do that. I have to make time to do it, but yeah, it's
yeah,
obviously
will.
been on my mind, and to ask for
right.
that help.
And don't be predictable. That's the whole key. Do not be predictable, because that's part of control.
Mm.
That's why I want you to just have another spin on this situation in terms of, and don't make yourself crazy. What card am I going to get? Whatever. You will be led.
Mm-hmm.
You will be led. You will find something. And as the higher the vibration of the card, if it's silly, if it's something that like an inside joke from childhood, if it's what I want everything to be light, 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 the same way it's light when it's the energy of your niece,
mm-hmm.
it's just joyful. I'm not saying, oh, find joyful energy with him. No, because he doesn't know about that. But find a light, something that reflects your joy, your light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because his darkness is not going to eclipse your shine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing this for you.
Right.
It has very little to do with him. This is about your freedom. Don't overthink it, because that's your Achilles heel. Don't overthink it. Just trust yourself. Just trust yourself with it and be in a flow state. So you write the long form for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you're feeling in a
happy, ebullient type of vibe. Then on a piece of scrap paper, you write your 6 sentences and let it flow. And it doesn't have to be perfect.
No. That's a big phrase I've been using lately. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Because it doesn't exist. So you're just, you know what I mean? You're aspiring to something that doesn't exist.
Right.
The only thing that's perfect is the divine. So let's be perfectly imperfect, because that's perfection. It doesn't matter. We don't care if he gets it or not.
Right. Right.
We don't care. So the less linear it is, the more it's just infused with the energy of you just rising above this bullshit. That's on him. I don't care if he thinks it's a haiku. I don't care. It doesn't matter. So the less that it matters to you, the less that there's a density in the energy and there's more of an etheric energy. Okay, so remember when we're on the phone with your cousin and I talked about the veil between here and the other side, and it's like we exist as it's a cinder block cement wall. The veil is like a soap bubble. Go into, he could be with the cinder block. You're going to be the soap bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the butterfly wing. You follow me?
Yeah.
Beautiful and delicate and precious and sacred. Because he really has defiled the energy out of his pride, out of his narcissism. So you're not trying, so your intention is not for him to get it and to understand.
Right.
Your intention is to set yourself free. And the impact you want to make is to set yourself free. It is of no consequence how he receives it. So you don't really have to overthink it.
I'm writing that down.
Okay. Okay, just my suggestion. You do what feels right for you.
No, I like those directives. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, because people get very comfortable in their complacency of their reckless disregard of them thinking that they just know what your next freaking move is going to be. I find that so offensive. You're not a fully formed, you know what I mean? You're not a fully formed human being, control shit all the time. And that's ridiculous. You know? This is insane. That his hubris, that his bullshit has let this continue on. It's ridiculous. This shows how uncomfortable he is inside of himself. That's where the compassion comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the grace and there's the compassion. But that's the free will. And, you know, he's not going out of his way to check in on his little sister.
You know, right.
It's very interesting how your two brothers have this abandonment thing where they're actually practicing it, you know? We need to break those energetic dynamics because we follow suit and then we get comfortable that it's, you know, part of our operating system to self-abandon.
Right.
That was the whole point. That was the whole point of the freaking eclipse. We're not doing that. We're not abandoning ourselves anymore.
Right.
End of story. We're done with that. That went down the drain with your beautiful bath.
Oh, a book that I actually need to write. Maybe not a story. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. I was reminded again that I was need to be writing a book.
Yeah, listen, I've been taking notes for about a year now for something that there's something I know I'm going to write one day. I'm not putting any conditions on it, you know, but when I get a hit, I take notes I have like working titles and all of that. I don't know what it is going to be, but what I do know is that I'm going to find a way in the structure of the book to incorporate the messages.
Yes.
I've mentioned that before. So whenever I am feeling like a major shift, I pull a message for myself. And then if it really has an impact, I incorporate that in my observations. It's just these observations or these epiphanies or what have you. I even, like for the eclipse, I actually pulled a message. And I'm like, damn, these messages are so damn good. I have to read the message that I pulled for the eclipse yesterday.
Ooh, yeah.
And this is, I want to share it with you. And it says, and then we'll pull into the show. But this is what I pulled yesterday. You will always know why you are here when you deeply feel the connectivity to all that is, which is impervious to any external circumstances. Hello. So you're like, with all that is, we have a major solar eclipse. Everybody in New York City is out in the street. It was a love fest. People were out. It was a little cloudy, but it was beautiful. You could really see it with the glass. I think we had 90%. We were able to see it like 90% here.
Yeah.
And the vibe was so chill. Let me ask you, because maybe you know the answer to this. Why or what's the deal with the tin foil and the colanders?
Oh, that's what I used. I used a colander. I don't know what the tin foil is for. But the colander, basically you could see the shadows through the little pinholes in the colander. And if you saw the picture that I posted on Instagram, it was a shadow.
Look right now.
Mm-hmm. The shadows showed basically how much of the moon was in front of the sun. So they look like little crescent moons all throughout the little holes in the
colander. Yeah.
And so
That
was just a different way of showing.
Oh, that's right.
The progression of the eclipse without having to look at it. Without having to look at it, because I didn't have the special glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they were.
Right. Right.
But
I wanted
to see how far, because it was, you know, because it wasn't anywhere near 90%. It was like 81%. And I'm like, so did I miss it? Is it, I mean, because it was still kind of light out and it was quite bright out. So I'm like, well, I don't know. So I just checked really quickly and there's like, you can make a pinhole, blah, blah, blah. I have a box put over your head. I'm like, okay, I don't have time for all that. I got to find a box.
Yeah. There were there was some really funny. Yeah. They went crazy here. They went insane here because people are crazy here. Yeah.
But I saw that you could also just use a colander. I'm like, okay, I got those. I got one of those. I got two of those. So I brought one out and I was like, yeah, I remember this from the last eclipse. Few years ago.
2017, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And from that one, we did have glasses, but where I was at Anna's old house and she had a bunch of trees out in front and you could see through the trees, the shadows were all little crescent moons. It was really cool. It was really pretty.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
What was really interesting when we were outside, so I love that I had the glasses, because when you put the glasses and you look at the sun, you could really see, like, oh my God, like, I'm so glad I like did this. But when it was full, it got cold. It was like cold for like 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it got warm again. So I thought it was so interesting. So, and the next one's in 20 years, you know, at that point I'm like, I'll be in Shady Pine, so it's going to give a shit. So I was really happy. I was really happy to be out and about, experiencing it. And it was just a piece. I want to say this now, and I hope I don't retract it because I haven't heard of any crazy happenings. But it was really a unifying, peaceful day. And you know what? In New York, we need this every once in a while because just day to day, it's just exhausting. It's crazy. You know, you feel for all the mental illness, all the migrants, all the like, it's just insane. It's just another version of just the craziness that we have with COVID. It's just it's rampant. So to have something that's kind of peaceful and unifying,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the collective but within ourselves, you know, so you taking that beautiful bow, and I'm honored that you respect, you know, the guidance. It really is. I get honored because I get people asking for advice all the time about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor where that advice is received and respected and makes an impact. And it really reminds me why I'm here.
Yeah.
Or one of the reasons why I'm here. Like, it's, no, seriously, it's beautiful. So, because that's when I feel very aligned. You know what I mean, too, when I get into that flow state?
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about. That's why doing the podcast is so important. You know, meditation is so important. So, again, where you can, I'm not saying, okay, you're thinking too much. I'm not saying that to you at all, but just balance the thinking with being in the flow state.
Yeah.
Because the flow state is the conduit, is the energetic signal or synergizing all those energies, and it will land and it will be well received.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not forget about the key is being in the flow state. It could be fueled by being very aware and very smart and very intuitive and very intelligent. All of those things, absolutely, that's the infrastructure, but the flow state is the gateway to manifestation, to positive achievement, to clarity. We need both things. Make the flow state as second nature and as imperative, and then you're going to meet in the middle. And then you're going to set yourself free a little bit more. But I got that message for the eclipse. It's like, oh, my God, to be one with all that is. Excuse me, eclipse, thank you. But
that was an interesting message to have, because as I was in my tub, mm-hmm. I was mm-hmm. thinking about the whole concept of, well, you know, we are all one, all is one.
Oh, look
and
at
yet,
you.
And
wow.
yet the whole point of us being in this form is to show the different aspects of what that means. So when you are unified, you're not necessarily, and if you're all there is, then you're not, there's nothing else
mm-hmm.
to look at. Like, there's nothing else to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, and you know, so we go through this, the synthesis, and then we break apart. I mean, that's a natural flow where you come together and you go about on your own way. And in those moments when you see the other, and they're sort of showing me, like, you know, light and dark. And
wow.
like with the eclipse, right? You have the sun, mm-hmm. there's light, and as soon as something blocks that light, that's the darkness. And you're like, ooh,
right.
you know, that's essentially what it is, what we saw yesterday. And it's because we don't see any hands moving it. it's just how it's lined up. And we are aware of that. I mean, you could do the same thing
mm-hmm.
every day with like a flashlight and a tennis ball, but you know, it's on a smaller scale,
right.
you know,
right.
but it's different. It's different when you're not the one in control of it. And you happen to, you know, you happen to witness it. So we can allow for these magical things for us to happen. We just have to be in that right mindset to say, okay, that's...
Submit to those divine forces to submit.
Right.
You're submitting to that.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so ultimately, you know, if we follow our trajectory in our lives, we come from the source. We
mm-hmm.
get birthed. We then associate with the people around us, the other beings around us that
mm-hmm.
seem separate from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we make our lives all about what we think we need to build and our purpose and all of that. And at the end,
mm-hmm.
you go back to source. You're out of the form.
Right. And that's what your brother
you
doesn't
back.
Know.
Yeah.
You know that. Your brother
right.
doesn't know that.
Right. So you're just being aware of all the things you get to experience, but like the same things, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what body you're in, what gender you think you are, or that you are assigned by birth.
Identify with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the bigger picture, it doesn't matter because you're going to go back. Mm-hmm. It's like having like Play-Doh, and everything goes back into that one container of Play-Doh.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, you're making, you know, noodles, you're doing stars, whatever.
Right.
Now, when you're not in that big all-as-one form, it becomes very important to identify with something.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then we struggle with accepting whether that's all, you know, true, and, you know, we bicker and all that. But in the end, it's like, okay, you just go back. Just get back into the canister. Put you back on the shelf until next time. That was like a synopsis of how lives, you know, multiple lives happen. Then that's you're in the Play-Doh can for right now. Now you're not in the Play-Doh can. You're a cookie cutter. You're a gingerbread man now.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to experience it all. Just we're not aware of it all at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like that movie, Everything All at Once, or Everything All the Time, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
like all these, you know, multiverses, and people just get so like, it's just like a little dust, like your brother, like he's just like not even a dust bath, like in the scheme of things. Like,
mm-hmm.
but speaking of submission,
I don't even know how to brace myself. I didn't know
no,
I need
no.
to brace myself.
No, I'm still in the convent. They threw away the key. Like, I'm trying to, like, escape. No, they threw away the key. But so when I realized this and I made the connection yesterday, I was laughing to myself. Because without knowing anything, so yesterday was April 8th. Yesterday was the eclipse, all of that. A year ago yesterday, is when, unbeknownst to me, I began my involuntary celibacy. Involuntary is the key. Involuntary. Okay. Because she's being smart. She's being smart. Oh, yeah. I am noticing, like, I'm not even communicating with prospects that I would have easily abandoned myself for in terms of working all of that out. Like, I was very proud of myself, you know, like, oh, nope. Like, just really, like, I got it. I understand. And then a week after that, the 16th, was when, because I didn't know that I had been celibate for a week. Because a week after that is when I found myself in that very unsafe situation and that I had to remove myself from. And then I cut ties with this lunatic and have remained safe ever since. Not that I haven't gone on a date here and a date there, but it's like Jane Austen. You know, and I haven't gone on more than just one date. And I've gone on like, I don't even know, like less than a handful, you know, sporadically. I don't even talk about them on the air because they're not worth talking about. It's been interesting. I talked about when I went to see Oppenheimer. Talked
mm-hmm.
about that. That was a date.
Mm-hmm.
I had another date with somebody, like I guess a couple weeks after that. And, oh, such a cool, lovely person. I just wasn't attracted to them. And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to break this up. Like, no, I can't. You know, and that's the downfall of being a sapiosexual, where I'm so attracted to the mind that I filter out the rest, and the rest is just as important.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm.
I can't be, you know, misleading people. Like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing, the convent, the keys, they're still looking for the keys. I'm still locked in. But I thought, I just laughed to myself, like, oh, my God, that was literally a year ago that I was with a neurodivergent genius, but neurodivergent.
Right.
And I really, really abandoned myself. It was another iteration of self-abandonment, but I've been abandoning myself with every connection pretty much my whole life. So talk about interrupting the pattern. Talk about breaking the cycle. I mean, it's very different than you with your brother, but, you know, you and I always have energetic parallels, you know?
Right.
So I correlated to that. So speaking of that, I'm going to load up the database and let's pick a message for today, for today's show. I'm ready when you are. Okay. Oh, double digit number. Oh, wow, this is perfect. I already glanced at the message. It's perfect. Here's the message. As you own what no longer serves you and make energetic amends to harmonize the past and surrender to the present, the true you is free to emerge. Hello. I know you already want this message. I'm going to send it to you. This is you and your brother. This is everything we're talking about.
Right.
This is me being with the crazy people, you know, who want to tie me up and do crazy things to me, and I run away. Ah! Okay. Speaking of submission. Okay.
Hello.
Ah!
I knew it was going to go in there. Okay. I knew there was
Well,
more.
Of course, Alisa.
I
Have
knew
we
it.
Met? For God's sake.
A few times.
I'm going to spice up the show. Okay. As you own what no longer serves you and make energetic amends to harmonize the past, surrender to the present, the true you is free to emerge. 8-7. This message is freaking perfect for the show. Wow. Sending it to you.
Well, the numbers sequence starts with that 8, and it is about the power that you have to create, the power that you have to stick to something so that you can create it, and the vision that you needed to do it, and the people you needed to do it, you know, all the resources that you figured out you know you're going to need, or that you at least allowed in to get to the bigger
mm-hmm.
goal. That's buy-in from others, at least one other. So we're riding that wave, right? And then the 7 says, okay, well now let's look within. Let's focus on back on the internal, and also to allow for other things that we're just not going to be in control of. 8 likes to be in control because it's like, oh, that's the plan. That's how I planned it that way. And the 7 is still not necessarily just only a step back, but it's a step from within that says, okay, let's evaluate really quickly what is truly important here for me,
mm-hmm.
or what's important for the situation. And so when we have these two very big, powerful numbers that deal with like both sides of our world, you know, the external and the internal, it ends up being a 15-6. The self and the which is the 1 and the 5 of change, right? And expansion
mm-hmm.
and growth and understanding, and all that equals a 6, which is still about, as you said, it's a love number. And that love has to come from our understanding of self and ourself with others.
Yep.
And
yep.
usually the it's an imbalance usually because we're so used to providing for other people. And, you know, wanting, that's how we show our love is by being that comforter and that nurturer. And you can still do that. It's just
mm-hmm.
now this is about starting from within and the self and having
right.
those experiences then that you can share with others and to inspire them, hopefully, and you can support them if they ask for it. If
right.
they are receptive to it, if that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what they are asking for,
mm-hmm.
But this allows, you know, the space and the space and the grace for
mm-hmm.
you to continue to take care of yourself, and from that seat of power to be able to share that wealth and spread the love to others, if it's called upon in that direct way.
That's what we said before. That's knowing how to read the room.
Right. Right.
So that you are well received. Otherwise, this is why the majority of people in my life don't even know I did this podcast. You know, and it's not, and now it's like, I'm not concerned. It's like, don't ask, don't tell. And now I don't, there's no, early on it was way more of an issue. Now I don't even care.
Right.
You know, it's just something that I've been doing for, you know, over a decade now. It's part of my, you know, my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But and like, for me,
I'm not going to justify anything or prove anything.
For me, like connecting my cousin Gina to this show, because I gave her the link. And I said, well, it's on podcast, it's on Apple Podcasts. So she has an iPhone. I was like, you know, you can follow the show now. So I'm like, okay. So there's always going to be that the possibility. I've had people mention to me, people that, you know, were students of mine. I go, yeah, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, okay, had no idea. So
we have more listeners than we realize. I know
that. Yeah.
We
so I'm like, okay.
We don't even think about that. We're just doing
we're
checking demographics and stats, and we don't do that.
We talk to each other the way we talk to each other, and we share what we share. And recognizing now that, okay, I mean, you're usually really good about that, especially when you were married, because you knew you had people who were listening. And for me, I'm just like, I have no idea who's listening. It could be anybody.
Before. I'm like, I got to watch what I'm saying especially when the marriage was falling apart. Like, I was very careful about what I was saying, because I remember one thing, because he used to listen to the show, and then he's like, I had to stop, you know, I stopped listening to the show. That makes me sad. I'm like, okay, don't listen to nothing. Yeah.
So I think it's also just owning, like, oh, yeah, I did say that. And was it harsh, possibly? Or, it's like, well, I can't, I don't know how you're going to take it. Just like this morning. I don't know how you're going to take it. I said, you know, and we're all here. What? You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's
right.
But maybe that's open for a conversation or not. If you're somehow related.
Or not.
Sometimes it's like not. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so we have to face our own fears of, well, I didn't like what she
said.
That's
what this is about. And letting them go, facing the fears and letting them go and thanking them.
Yeah.
Thanking them. And,
yeah.
And learning how to navigate in a completely different way, because this is evolution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to stumble.
And people like you
and
I are so used to always reading the room.
Always.
And trying to accommodate.
Always. That's
for
everybody. Abandonment sometimes. We have to meet in the middle.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
We have to read our room first and then read the room. We have to read the parlor first before we go into the room.
Right.
We have to be in the parlor privately, get our shit together, and then read our room first and then read the broader room. But we always have skipped to just going to the room and abandoning ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's what this is about. I'm thrilled that you took that bath and that, you know, yes, you took those steps. And we'll see what happens as you continue to evolve, especially with the situation with your brother. So on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Oh, I also want to talk about the psychic fair, too, because I know you guys do that.
Yes.
Please take, so don't forget that. Please take excellent care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and the brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.